Hey, this is Mike Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, December 1st, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And, well, today, first day of December, right? Hard to believe. Last month of the year already goes by fast. Anyways, today, talk about the market and some economic stuff, some Donald Trump stuff, and just some other stock stuff. Today, so the market close, I don't really like to see a market that's led by the Dow. When the NASDAQ is getting sold off or the S&P is getting sold off, something's not right. I mean, the growth stocks are in the NASDAQ, right? So, you know, I tend to like to see the growth stocks lead. So NASDAQ up more than the S&P up more than the Dow, and the Dow trailing everybody else. So with today, with the Dow up about 68 points, the S&P 500 was down 7 and the NASDAQ down 72. That's a big number. So where are we headed? Are we going to see the Dow turn around and head lower to join the NASDAQ? Or will money rotate back into the NASDAQ and tech stocks? And will we see a growth stock rally? So, I mean, check out the FANG stocks. It hasn't really been a good month for them since the election, right? Look at Facebook. Blech. But we do have a record close in the Dow today. Yay, Dow. So my market thoughts haven't changed. Early December, maybe some selling, some tax loss selling, that sort of thing, and then maybe rally into the end of the year. I mean, none of this changes my view as of now, but it's frustrating if you do have some tech stocks, which I do. Actually, even the small caps have pulled back. There, the IWM, which is the small cap index, went from, I think it peaked out at 134, and I think it's at 130, so it's not like the sky is falling, right? But it's down a little bit. It's down a little bit. You get greedy after a big win streak. You just want to keep that going. So Donald J. Trump was in Indiana today with Carrier. Carrier is their air conditioning company. Anyways, he saved 1,100 jobs, right? So it seems like he's going to be a different kind of president. And it's kind of fun to watch. I kind of enjoyed watching his press conference, and I feel good for the workers there. It does kind of set a tone going forward. I mean, yes, there's going to be some tax cuts and regulation cuts, and those are kind of the nuts and bolts behind everything. But this is seen as winning, right? Winning. We're winning. We're keeping jobs here. Companies are winning. Everybody wants to be associated with a winner, including companies and CEOs. So this is actually kind of a good psychological moment, I think. I mean, more than just the dollar amount. And a lot of people are complaining that, oh, it's a big tax giveaway to these companies, but and it costs us money. But I don't see tax cuts as costing money. It's your money. I mean, you're giving it to the government. You get your money back, and you're going to spend it. And these companies will spend it, too, on jobs, and on growing their plants, on R&D, and that sort of thing. So I think it actually expands the economy, grows the economy, and grows tax revenues eventually, because that money does go and get spent. We did have some jobless claim news. It was at a four-month high today. That's not good. The bond sell-off continues, right? Everybody anticipating a higher growth economy, maybe some more inflation. Looks like we're at 2.44% on the 10-year, right? And speaking of bonds, the global bonds suffer worst monthly meltdown. $1.7 trillion lost. That's at the same time, the world equity markets have gone up $635 billion. This was as of yesterday, but the bond route probably got a little worse today. So it's funny. So we had another rough session for bonds today, and our new incoming Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, he's considering locking in these low rates because they're still historically low, right? I mean, they've gone up a lot from a few months ago, but he's talked about issuing some 50 or 100-year government bonds. And I mean, that's kind of an interesting thought, right? Lock in these low rates. Because back in the 90s, one of the things they did is they refinanced a lot of these 30-year treasuries to 2- and 3- and 5-year treasuries, which were short-term to take advantage of the low rates and make lower interest payments on the national debt, which actually helped Bill Clinton get a surplus. Nobody talks about that. But that's what happened. Have you seen the news on Kellogg cereal? Well, Kellogg had some advertisements on the Breitbart.com news site, and that's seen as a right of center or an alt-right, right-wing website with that kind of news. So anyways, Kellogg pulled their advertisements from the site, and so Breitbart declared war on Kellogg. So if you go to Twitter, you'll find a hashtag dump Kellogg's Twitter out there, and there's some pictures of people dumping their Kellogg cereal in the trash can. So there you go. These days, I mean, why, you know, I don't eat cereal. I haven't had cereal in years, but I don't know. Companies should just stay out of politics. Either way, don't just make cereal. Don't worry about anything else. Walt Disney declared a dividend last night. A dividend increase is a 9.9% dividend increase. So it's going from 71 cents to 78 cents. And I really like to see that news. I love to see dividend growth, especially in a company like Disney, who I think is just going to make more and more and more money. So when you see a growth, a dividend grow like that, because it doesn't really pay. I think the S&P 500 yields more than Disney right now. So it's nice to see the company make more money. But companies losing money. Do you know GM, for every Chevy Bolt it sells, it loses $9,000, right? Maybe they make it up in volume. That's the joke, right? But anyways, there's not a lot of profitability in electric cars. So why are car companies selling them? Well, state mandates. So California and some other states that make up about 30% of the U.S. auto market mandate that car companies have to sell a certain number of non-polluting cars if they want to do business in that state. And as these emission requirements get even stricter going forward, the companies are going to have to sell even more and more polluting, non-polluting cars. Like, for example, in California, there's a law that says greenhouse gas emissions have to be 40% below 1990 levels by 2030, and it would require these zero-emission vehicles, plug-in hybrids, or fuel cell cars to be 40% of sales by 2030, and it's about 3% right now. It's a big number, right? So why are car companies selling cars that lose them money? I mean, they're not in business to lose money, right? So if they're losing money on these cars, they're making it up, what, in other vehicles? Service costs, labor costs? Somewhere, right? They're either cutting money, cutting expenses or increasing costs somewhere, right, to make up for those losses. Speaking of losses, Guess was down about 10% on their earnings miss. GoPro slashing its workforce by 15%. They are shutting down their entertainment division and refocusing on action cameras and drones. Be cool to have one of those, I think. Fly it around. Pebble Watch makes these digital watches. I have one, but Fitbit is buying it, right? And they're going to shut down Pebble. I was kind of sad to hear it. I don't really use any of the technology features of it. It's kind of cool when I play with it, but it's easier just to look at my phone, got to be honest with you. Will AT&T and Time Warner still merge? I think we'll see what Trump does, right? Homeowners, I mean, one of the things we've talked about, the tax rate cuts, they're looking at reducing some of the deductions, like the mortgage interest deduction. That's going to be a tough sell, right? Because a lot of middle and income, a lot of folks write off their mortgages, right? Well, it's not as much as you think. So of the 173 million households, only 40 million or 22.5% of these actually get a benefit from the mortgage deduction. So maybe it won't be that many people. Because a lot of people either, they don't pay federal income taxes, they own their home outright, they don't itemize on their taxes, so the deduction doesn't apply to them. So maybe it's not that big of a hit. If they do cut it, maybe it's more of a psychological thing. Hey, Nike is releasing some self-tying shoes. Pretty cool. You know how much they cost, though? $720. So is it worth that to have your shoes tie themselves? I'm thinking I'll just continue to buy my Skechers. I'm buying Skechers now, not New Balance, Skechers. Hey, wage increases and the increase in turtle doves. To buy all the items in the 12 days of Christmas, it'll now cost you $34,363. It's a lot of money. It's up. And did you see the story about the New York thief who walked off with a $1.6 million bucket of gold? It was funny. He goes into the back of this, I guess, armor vehicle, takes the bucket out and walks away with it. But it weighed like 85 pounds. So it took him an hour to get away because I guess he had to keep resting. But I thought that was kind of funny. It's a good video. It's a good video. Well, hey, enjoy the first day of December.
And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com. This is Michael Lee with When I'm Fallin'.